Welcome to the Gilbert Fontecoba Show. Today I want to talk real quick about what just happened, that it was history, the Singapore Summit. For me, I had goosebumps. This is major. This is history in the making. That a president of the United States meets with a dictator from North Korea to work out a peace treaty. Excuse me. And then when you flip the news on and you watch conspiracy news, MSNBC, they're talking nothing but negative about this. And that Trump gave too much, and it's disgusting that the American flag is with the Korean flag. When you have a summit between countries, that's what you do. They didn't say that about Obama when he met with all of these other terrorist countries, communist countries, etc., etc. But this ain't about Obama. But I will be bringing up probably compare so you can see double standards. But so MSNBC is talking nothing but negative instead of being positive, because this ain't about being Republican or Democrat. You know, this is for being an American. If you care about America, this is big, because North Korea was on the verge of bombing us. All right, and when Trump took over, that's what Obama told him, that he had to deal with North Korea, because they hadn't taken care of it. None of them had. Bill Clinton gave them money. Bush didn't do nothing. Obama didn't do nothing. They were all cowards. But Trump, whether you love him or hate him, the man is an American, and what America stands for, not what we have been through the last 8 years under somebody that didn't have the cojones to be a president. He talked about red line with Syria, and then he didn't do nothing. They didn't respect. And the dictator of Kim Jong-un didn't respect Obama. That's why he continued with his program, his nuclear program. And people don't see that. Of course, the news doesn't tell you that. So, anyway, moving on to another channel, CNN. Again, negativity. You got that clown, Jim Acosta, the White House correspondent, that he's just rude, has no manners, yelling things at the president and Kim. And Kim was like, he scared Kim. Kim was like, what the heck is this? You know, they're a bunch of clowns. CNN, the Clown News Network. Or like I like to call them, the Communist News Network. They're always negative, talking about Trump. They're everywhere if you think about it. Open up your eyes and listen to this very clearly. If you have ever traveled, what channel have you seen on the airport? You're probably not going to figure it out because you weren't paying attention, but it was CNN. When you go to anywhere, CNN is everywhere. Communist News Network. People, wake up. It's tied to the one world order. Dominate the whole world. Anyway, that's another topic for another time. So they're talking crap about Trump. And then they're worried about what's on the lunch menu, on the food menu. They went through the food. Instead of talking about how great this is, that President Donald J. Trump just took away the nuclear weapons from North Korea, that they signed a deal. But no, you won't hear that. You hear everything negative. If Trump comes up with the cure of cancer, they're going to say, oh, no good. You know, they want to get cancer. You know, if Trump says oxygen is good, they're not going to want to breathe, because the hatred to Trump is so blindfolded. It has blindfolded people. And people don't realize that. And that's what they have done. So you got all these channels that are giving nothing but negative against the president, and people are eating this up while they're trying to take over this country and make it into another Venezuela. And people don't realize that, but it's happening. That's why we need to wake up. You know, we need to start getting the word out. They're censoring the word for this midterms and for the next presidential election. So we got to stand up as Americans and do stuff like this podcast. I encourage people to do their own and get it to your friends. Get the word out. And let's wake up, America, because we're on the verge of losing this country. In Western Europe, they've already banned freedom of speech. What do you think, that ain't going to happen here? Where do you think we got freedom of speech from? We got it from Europe. Over there. And they're losing it already. They just imprisoned this journalist for covering a Muslim gang, grooming gang, that was on trial for raping kids in the UK. Look it up. Hashtag free Tommy Robinson if you haven't heard of it, because of course the news is not going to cover about it. Even Fox News, a lot, you know. Yeah, you hear me bash CNN and MSNBC, but Fox ain't that great either. They haven't really talked about that. They only got three good anchors on Fox News that are real Americans, and one that's really neutral, that he's a libertarian, which is Tucker Carlson. Okay, Tucker Carlson is the man. He's neutral. He's down the line, and he's a true American, and he cares, and he's a father. But anyway, then you got Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham, and they're good. They're true patriots Americans. But anyway, they haven't really talked about that. Just Tucker covered it one day, and that's it. They haven't talked about that no more. And they have imprisoned this man for freedom of speech. He was covering a trial, a Muslim grooming gang that raped kids was on trial. And they put this man in jail for covering the trial. That's freedom of speech. 13 months. They put this other person for criticizing a transgender in Europe, in the UK, 3 months or 4 months in jail for criticizing a transgender. And somebody else, I forgot now, I don't have that. I wasn't planning on talking about that. I just got carried on and I apologize about that. You do your own research in the UK. Research what's going on in the UK. You know, I mean, I know we got American first, you know, and that's what I stand for. But it's just for people to wake up, for those people that are still sleeping. Hashtag free Tommy Robinson. Anyway, moving on and closing. It's just the media is out of control. You got Bill Maher wishing for the economy to tank so we can get rid of Trump because the economy is doing so good. Wake up, people. We got to wake up. This is major. And people got to start standing up. Because people in Venezuela, Nicaragua, Cuba, they didn't expect that was going to happen in their country. And it happened to them. And it starts with the news. The news brainwashes people. If you don't follow me on Instagram or on Facebook, Gilbert Fontecoba, my links are on the website. I posted a quote that communist Mika Brzezinski from Morning Joe on MSNBC, because she has slipped a bunch of times. I guess because she might go partying late at night, and her shows early in the morning, she'd be slipping at the mouth a lot. And she said, it's our job to control what people think. All right? Look it up. You don't have to go necessarily to my website. I mean, on my social media links. But anyway, the media is brainwashing people. You got Bill Maher in Hollywood, all these Hollywood artists. Robert De Niro talking about he hates Trump. You know why he hates Trump? Because look it up, he got busted in some associated with some child sex trafficking ring or something like that. Look it up, all the information is public. Nothing that I tell you is stuff that I make up. Everything's public. And, you know, and now, yeah, you could go and debunk a lot of stuff, but here's sites not to believe. And mostly, you got to use common sense, what makes sense. You got to see who's attacking and what they're attacking about and the stupidity they're saying. Because that's what they count on. They count on us being so dumbed down that we just buy into what they say. And trust me, I screw up too. I put on MSNBC or CNN, and I guess suck it in too. And then I realized, yo, I know this ain't the truth because I heard it somewhere else that ain't. Multiple sources. Go to multiple sources. Go to independent sources that are not controlled by entities. You know, whether it's Big Pharma or whatever the case is, Wall Street, it doesn't matter. All these news channels are controlled by their advertisers, their sponsors, is who controls them. So, stay awake, wake up, and in closing, God bless you, and we got to stand up for our country, and we can't let our country go. Look around what's been happening around the world. You know, we got to support our country, people that care about our country. This ain't no longer about Democrat or Republican, because there's bad Republicans too. The mostly is the Democrats. Anyway, I don't want to get into that. That's another topic for another time. I'll catch you on the next one.